Whatever our method, truth reveals things as they are in reality. Again, the words of Nona Brooks. Divine Science believes that the voice of God in the soul of man is the only certain God. So now we know. All of this studying, all of this practicing, it is of no benefit until we hear it from that still small voice, the one that speaks in our soul's awareness. Certainly in our time of study, we have done a great deal of reading, a great deal of talking, and a great deal of discussing. We may have even reasoned about truth to the best of our ability. But if we have not looked within for interpretation, we have left God out of our time of coming to know. Basically, we've been on an intellectual journey, trying to rationalize our way into heaven through logical thinking. Divine Science is a spiritual teaching. It is not an intellectual exercise, nor is it an academic achievement. The study of truth, it is a personal journey, one that takes place in us, and we cannot rush it. It has to be entered into lightly, for it requires devotion and dedication. The spiritual journey is not completed with the issuance of certificates. Certificates are given in recognition that a course of study has been completed, but the journey continues. We call it practicing the presence and living the truth. Practicing and living the Divine Science teaching is not a series of ending cycles and new beginnings, but rather, it is a way of life. And we remember what Nona Brooks told us. Divine Science believes that the voice of God in the soul of man is the only certain God. We understand that we need guidance to assist us in living this way of life. Nona told us that the voice which does the guiding resides in the soul of man. Perhaps we could call it a master. We want to place ourselves under the direction of this master to learn of him. Isn't this what the disciples did when they left their nets and followed Jesus? Told that when Jesus called the disciples that he said, "Leave all and follow me." And that is exactly what they did. They left their nets, they left their old way of life, and stepped out into a new adventure. And they had no idea where it would take them. But something in them allowed them to do this. Could it have been the voice of God in them, the guide that Nona talked about? Did this voice reveal to the disciples, "This is the way, walk ye in it"? I think that this is what might have happened to today's students when they entered this church for the very first time. They attended the Sunday lesson. Perhaps they joined a study group, or they stayed for the alumni presentation following the service, and they heard something. Something called in them to leave their old way of life, find out what this teaching is all about. This is what allowed them to sign up for that basic principle of Divine Science class. It is also important to understand what or whom does the calling. When Jesus called his disciples, "Follow me," he was not asking them to follow him as a man, but to follow the message of Christ that voice that speaks of truth. Today's students did not sign up for the classes because someone suggested it's a good thing to do. Nor is it a requirement of the church that they do so. The message was given, and they received it in their heart, in that place of serenity where truth is revealed. The master which we seek is the I Am Presence in each one of us. The I Am Presence is the Christ of our being. The little book, The Impersonal Life, it tells us that I Am is our real teacher, the only one we will ever know, and the only master. Those words that we read in all of those books, the messages given from the pulpit and the seminars, they are simply what others have learned on their journey. They are meant to be pointers, pointing us to turn within and listen to that master that resides in our soul's awareness. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come unto me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden, it is light." Isaiah told us that all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Exactly who are the children of the Lord? They are the ones who answered the calls, "Come unto me," and "Leave all and follow me." They are the ones who signed up for that basic principle class to learn of the truth of them. They are the ones who willingly allow themselves to be led by Spirit so that that life may become their way of life. All of those classes, all of the lessons on the spiritual path, have as their goal the development of a consciousness that is higher than that of the human intellect or of the human mind. As wonderful as these faculties may appear to be, they do not know of the I Am Presence in us, and they will not be able to receive from that source. You see, the Bible speaks to us of celestial bodies and of terrestrial ones. And we are told that each will have its own glory. It also tells us that mortality must take on immortality. That is, the lesser is absorbed by the greater, because that is the reality of us. The work of the one who is on that spiritual path is to bring about the return to the divine state of consciousness. It is really a return to the Father's house, to that place from whence we came. I think it is our spiritual integrity that allows us to leave all and follow Him, to answer the call, "Take up my yoke upon you and learn of me." Our spiritual integrity remembers from whence we came, and it eagerly awaits the return to the Father's house. And you know, really, this is the way it's supposed to be. We are to be consciously one with the Father while yet in the flesh. We are meant to be led by Spirit. We were not sent into this world to fend for ourselves. We were sent into this world to be the avenue for God's expression. We were sent to be a light unto the world, to comfort and to restore. And we can only fulfill this mission if we live in that divine state of consciousness. And really, this is why we are here in this church, to discover truth so that we may be led by spirit. And remember, we are practicing the presence of God, the presence of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We are not practicing the presence of the human form. We are living the truth of our spiritual nature because that's who we are. That is the reality of us. At this time, I would like to address the students. To the student who has completed all of the divine science classes in the course of study, I congratulate you on your success. You now know of the foundation that allows you to spread your wings and explore in other directions. You have gone beyond human understanding, and you have listened with the inner ear to the guidance of the voice in your soul's awareness. As you complete the Divine Science course of study, you know that it is neither an end nor is it a new beginning, but simply it is a way of life, one that you have now committed yourself to living. I also congratulate the students who are in the process of taking the classes, those who are still enrolled in the Divine Science course of study. You have entered into a new awareness, and you have learned of a new language, one that will speak to you of marvelous things. I urge you to stay on the path and listen to the words of your master, the one that whispers with that small voice of revelation. You have discovered the spiritual way of life, and that is where you have now placed your focus, your attention, and definitely your dedication and your devotion. I encourage you to continue your studies in the lessons of life. Remember those words of Proverbs 2:6. The Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and experience are keys to wisdom, but God alone is the source. I also congratulate the three individuals, the ones who have completed the lessons necessary to become Divine Science teachers. It is the responsibility of every teacher to somehow inspire their students to lift their eyes on high and behold only him. You become the pointer, asking your students to turn within and discover the master, the only teacher they will ever need. This is the high calling of a Divine Science teacher. Handle it well. Earlier, we celebrated the students by presenting certificates of completion for those individual classes. At this time, we honor the individual who completed all six classes in the Divine Science course of study. She is now known as graduate, and she is a member of the Alumni Association. Our graduate is Ms. Deborah Clarkin. Please come forward. We will also honor the three new teachers, Reverend Dr. Denise King Miller, Ms. Jacqueline Scotland, and Ms. Patricia Shields. Denise is not able to be with us today. Jackie and Pat, please come forward.
Endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Congratulations. Jackie, I speak to you of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Yes, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as the hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God.
Would you join me now in our closing meditation? As we close our worship service, let us enter the silence and listen to the still small voice in the midst of us. This is the true master, the only teacher we will ever meet. The voice reveals truth. I am here. I will never leave you. This I that never leaves us is the indwelling presence we call Christ. It calls us, follow me, for I am the light that you seek. Jesus spoke to us of a spiritual being. God is spirit. And whatever God is, man is. Truth is revealed by the voice of God in the soul of man. Let us be still and listen. The time for realization is now. Right where we find us is the place of revelation. This morning we may each declare, I choose to follow thee. I choose to learn of thee. Teach me, O Lord, is the cry of the soul ready to receive from that awareness. Let this be our personal act of surrender, so that we too may be taught of him. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge him, so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.
anyway, so had to lose the mistakes.
Oh, I'm not teaching, I just are.
I'm waiting.
I'm Janet here. You're doing all of this.
I love this service. They give it to me every year, and I go, okay.
I got a little overwhelmed when Reggie was singing.
I know. Well, it's special for you, and it should be acknowledged. Hmm? It's special for you. It should be acknowledged. Yes, very much so.